Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The investigation into the disappearance of farmer Michael Gain has been reclassified by Gardaí to a homicide inquiry. Mr Gain was last seen in Kenmare on the morning of Thursday, the 20th of March, and he was formally reported missing the following day. Gerry O'Sullivan, presenter of Kerry Today on Radio Kerry, joins me on the line now to take us through these latest developments. So, Gerry, can you explain to us why you believe Gardaí have made this reclassification?
Well, it's kind of hard to say on one level, Claire, because people have been watching and waiting for quite some time now to see if there would be any further developments of this. Up until yesterday evening, it was a missing persons case, and the Gardaí have made the decision. And it's a significant decision to sort of escalate the search, or escalate, I suppose, the investigation into his disappearance. And they've upgraded to the homicide investigation. Now, if you go back to the very start of this, the first concern was he injured? Had he fallen? Had something befell him on the mountain or on his land somewhere? But right from the start, even with that, after the first couple of days, there was concerns that, and suspicions from the outset, that it was so sudden and so out of character, and particularly the circumstances surrounding his vehicle being on the farm, with, we believe, his items in it, like his phone and other things like that, and his wallet, that there he may have fallen victim to foul play. And ever since then, the Gardaí have been like expending huge amount of resources. The army have been here, the Sub-Aqua team have been here, there's been drone searches. They've been ruling out, or, you know, doing everything they can to rule out the possibility of an accident or something else happening to him. So then it seems like they're at the stage now whereby they feel the need to escalate it to this level of, yes, we believe something bad happened to Michael Gain, and escalating to a homicide investigation allows them to take further steps, I suppose, in that investigation. Mm-hmm.
And it changes the level of resources they can give it as well. And we've spoken before about the effort that has gone into the search for Michael. I mean, not just the Gardaí, but also the community effort and a nationwide effort, really, with people coming from all over to help.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, right from the outset, hundreds of people were involved in this, and the Gardaí have kind of outlined that as part of their statement yesterday evening, the sort of searches that have taken place and the help that they've got. I mean, they took 130 witness statements. Many people who I've spoken to in Kenmare would have come forward to the Gardaí voluntarily over the last month with any sorts of bits of information. If they were travelling on that road, if they thought they saw something, no matter how insignificant, they've been volunteering that in the aim of helping this investigation. The Gardaí have recovered 2,200 hours of CCTV and dash cam footage from businesses and from people. And obviously they've conducted extensive searches as well over the past 5 weeks, and they've undertaken 320, you know, what they call formal jobs or inquiries into the investigation. So they're basing this decision as well, Claire, on the entirety of the information available to the investigation team at Killarney Garda Station, and they have escalated, and they're using this as well today to seek more help from the public, even though there has been lots of help from the community in Kenmare, and as you said, even nationwide. They're still seeking information from anyone who can assist them in bringing Michael back to his family, and they're appealing to any person who may have information about what happened to him on Thursday, the 20th of March, to contact the Garda investigations teams. And there's a key line as well in that statement that they released yesterday evening. They said there are person or persons who know what happened on the 20th of March 2025. If you've not been in a position to speak to Garda Síochána about the information you have, or have already spoken to Garda Síochána but have more information that you can provide, then they're appealing to you to come forward with that information. And that's a very clear, definite statement from them, putting an appeal out there to everyone saying, look, we think somebody knows what happened and we want them to come forward.
Yeah, I mean, when we spoke the last time, you were explaining to us the profound impact that Michael's disappearance has had on the community there. And then we covered that really sad day when some of Michael's cattle were sold in the local mart. Can you just tell us again, you know, how people are feeling about all of this in Kenmare?
Oh, look, they're really devastated, and there's a huge amount of concern. And like, as I said before, every conversation, after a while you meet somebody and the conversation will turn to Mike, and foremost in everybody's thoughts are his family. What must they be going through with this search as the days drag on, as the weeks drag on, and still no sign, and still no kind of breakthrough in this. So that's been the primary concern of a huge number of people. A lot of his friends very upset, a lot of the farming community very upset with, you know, the reality of the situation is if you don't have somebody who is minding animals, that, you know, the sale has to take place. Mm-hmm. And that was very upsetting for a lot of people. The Mart manager is a friend of Mike Gaines, councillor Dan McCarthy is an independent councillor in Kerry County Council. He was overseeing that sale. That was a very difficult day, very difficult morning for him, because it was allied to the knowledge that Mike has disappeared and nobody knows where he is. And everyone is just confounded. And the one thing that people are saying is that, number one, they're unnerved. And number two, how could this have happened? How can somebody disappear like this in 2025 and no trace, no CCTV, no nothing to give an obvious explanation as to where he is? There's one other thing to mention as well, Claire, on this, and maybe we'll hear more. The Gardaí are having a briefing today at 4 o'clock in Kenmare, I'd say Kenmare Garda Station, where I imagine they'll be renewing their appeal. But the question is, what do the Gardaí know that they haven't said for operational reasons in relation to this investigation? And how did that feed into their decision to escalate it to a homicide? So people in Kenmare will be watching and waiting, but the overall feeling has been, as the days gone by, I suppose, an increasing level of concern and an increasing level of sympathy for the family and what they're going through.
Okay, well, Gerry, as you say, we might know more at 4 o'clock when the Gardaí hold that press conference, when they'll perhaps release updated information on the search for Michael Gaine. But in the meantime, thank you very much for being with us. Gerry O'Sullivan, presenter with Radio Kerry.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.